just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world. This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rellos. Bupac Shakur.
I'm gonna come.
Oh, man, I can shoot them hoops.
Oh, my.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
Welcome everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. You are tuned in every Friday night live, 7-ish Pacific time. Shout outs to the motherfucking twitch.tv/Jim and Them, kick.com/Jim and Them, and of course the Jim and Them YouTube.
Yeah, shout out to all the Bupacalos out there.
Bupac in the chat.
We'll never forget Bupac. And I know we always point this out, but no one's keeping the flame alive like us.
No, yeah. Dude, no one, his family, his friends, no one's kept his flame alive more than us. People have forgotten about Bupac, but we will never forget about Bupac to the point where people listen to this show probably think he's someone we made up. They think he's just a character we made up, and that's why we like him so much.
That's because it's the hero's journey. It sounds like a mythical tale, the tale of blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rellos. It doesn't seem like, a tale as old time. What's this, Beowulf? No, it's Boowulf.
Yeah. I did finally get a response from Co-Defendant on February 11th, but by then, like, we didn't care anymore.
Yeah.
Because remember, we were going to have Co-Defendant on to talk about the tragedy around Bupac Shakur.
Yeah. What did he say?
He just said, sure.
That's it.
But then I never replied.
Good.
Yeah, got it.
You know what? He doesn't deserve to get to talk about Bupac.
Yeah, yeah. He should already know. He should be Google searching Bupac's name and seeing the only hits is 20 episodes of Jim and Them.
Yeah, what comes up when you search?
Maybe there's
Bupac.
30 shorts from YouTube on us.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of us. It's got it.
Get on it, Clipolos. Where are the Bupac Clipolos?
The Bupacalos.
We need a Bupac archive of every
Well,
time.
There's still a lot of just reports about his death, about his murder.
When you write the whole name or just Bupac?
Bupac Shakur.
Do we still have people that edit videos? Get the first time we see Bupac and how many times we say Bupac. If you do swear edits, you can do a Bupac edit.
Oh, Bupac edit would be great.
Bupac, 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 Bupac.
Blowing Bupac. Ounces. Bupac. Blowing ounces?
Blow 8 ounces.
Bupac is nasty.
Bupac is nasty.
Bupac.
Bupac is nasty.
What would Bupac do?
I realize
Bupac is nasty.
I realize we've gone like a whole month without talking about Bupac.
Jim, what year is it?
Yeah, can't let that go.
We can't let happen.
We're it's day one.
What year is it, Jeff?
I don't know. It's March of some year.
March 1st of what?
Let me see here.
Bupac is nasty.
Well, I'm European, so I say 1-3 something.
20!
It is the year 20 Bupac.
Bupac is nasty.
Bupac is nasty.
Like Bupac is nasty.
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 Nah, Bupac, get to the chopper.
We will take this year to remember Bupac Shakur, a great man who is always blowing ounced of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rellos. He will be back.
Boopak Shakur.
My back shots sound like bongos.
Dude, no one cares about Boopak more than us.
Of course. No one. I always realize, why am I not making $200 on Fiverr every month? If this is the level we're doing, Boopak.
Cody Fenton said, when's the podcast? He said, right now. But he says he's at work.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it sounds like a broke stew, bitch, maybe. If you ask me.
Maybe if he's in the stew.
Yeah. Maybe he's in the fucking stew.
Yeah, what's his job?
Be like, when's your first break? And ask him when his first break is.
Yeah, take a 15. Take a 15.
Oh, my God. Is this... Dude, look at his Facebook wall picture.
Uh-huh.
It's Boopak with angel wings.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
And Batman.
And Batman as well.
He's the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm saving that.
Actually, let me pull that up for the chat.
Pull that up for the chat.
Save that and send that
Make
to me.
That should be the thing that's behind us instead of Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah. Update that, please. Yeah, and he tunes in and he's like, here's the link. It's just that picture.
That picture and us playing our many Boopak jingles. Yeah.
I like his dare shirt.
Boopak is skiz nasty.
Boopak is skiz nasty.
Like Boopak is skiz nasty.
Just make my little drink here. I'm like one of those water bitches.
Oh, shit. You're on Water Talk.
Water Talk.
Oh, are you mixing 19 different flavors?
No, just one. I'm weird. Starting out,
that's
I'm
weird.
I'm starting out with just one powder.
They'd think you were disgusting.
Yeah.
So is Boopak, in this picture, Boopak is like overseeing Batman, who's then overseeing the city, right?
Yeah.
Batman's still alive.
He's like the angel on Batman's shoulder? Is that what I'm supposed to get from this?
And there's another Boopak behind Boopak, so I think he's watching his own back.
I think he is Batman's guardian angel.
Yeah.
Thus also being the guardian angel of Gotham City itself.
Yes.
He's watching over Batman, who is in the physical world while he's in the ethereal world. And again, there's a second Boopak behind him. So I don't, right behind his ear.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Is that Boopak again?
It's Boopak's hairline.
It's Boopak's hairline. And part of Boopak's forehead's missing on the front Boopak.
Yeah,
so maybe that's him watching his back. Or
he's
maybe it's like
Batman's
his demons.
Back.
It's demons on his back.
Hmm.
Or maybe he blew 2 ounces of piff.
Boopak is nasty.
Maybe he's getting skiz nasty.
Oi, Boopak is skiz nasty.
If you catch predators and need an intro for your song for your videos, me and Manuel Machado would do it for free.
That
Didn't
motherfucker's
they learn,
trying to replace Boopak.
But haven't they learned their lesson to not try to catch predators?
Yeah.
He's going to get murdered.
They're doubling down.
Death or whatever.
There's more need for justice now than ever.
Yeah. Plus, they got Boopak, Guardian Angel, watching over Batman, watching over them.
Yeah. Well, Boopak's watching over Batman, who's watching over Gotham, and Gotham's watching over them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're watching over Willy Wonka. I saw he had a Wonka.
They're watching over fat asses.
Yeah. That's always a stalwart part of a good wigger's Facebook page is just ass pics.
Dude, Boopak probably would
Maxim.
Boopak would have loved that chick's ass. You know,
oh, yeah. Jim. He'd be like, how old is she? She better be old.
Yeah. Anyways, hopefully co-defendant coming soon. Maybe I'll hit him up later. Be like, hey, you still working?
Yeah, hey, do you want to hear a song?
Yeah. Yeah, he would probably love it.
Dude, he would.
They must love the Boopak track, right?
Jim, of course.
Should I send
well,
it
which
to him
one?
Now?
No. Yes, we have to hear his response on the show.
Oh, but sure, well, no, I'm talking about the jingle.
No, you have to hear all of them because all we have more than one.
Well, yeah, the one might not make a lot of sense.
Yeah, which one of our Boopak jingles are we talking about?
Which one? Are you talking about the Boopak of Skiz Nasty one?
I'm saying all of them. All of our many Boopak jingles.
One's not a jingle. One's a way of life. It's the whole year.
Yeah, but it's a year jingle.
And then the other one's a short jingle.
What was that, Cody Fendit with ICP? In the top right corner of the See All Photos?
It says
like
no
Adam
jumper.
22.
So, yeah.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
It's Adam 22 and Whack 3. We know Whack 300 or whatever. Whack 100.
He's shitting on him though. Is it possible that Cody Fennin doesn't like ICP?
Huh, that's weird.
Because he has a picture of them with Adam 22, and he's like, they look like they're about to ruin hip hop for everybody.
Maybe like ruin it in a good way.
No,
I don't know.
Like destroy the landscape and rebuild it from the ground up.
I don't know. Boopak is nasty. I think so. Blowing ounces of piff.
Yeah, I think that they look like they're about to blow ounces of piff and constantly fly high as kites using Rillos.
So let's see. Teen charged with homicide. This is a recent update on the Bupak case.
Yeah, February 23rd.
Teen charged with homicide of Pontiac man known for exposing alleged sexual predators. Bupak Shakur not killed during sting operation, prosecutors said.
What?
Picture of a phone taken found with that. His phone.
Weird. Yeah, he just took a picture of his phone with a phone. Instead of just a screenshot?
Maybe it's a picture of a laptop screen?
No, that's a phone. No,
yeah, it's a phone. It's an Android.
Maybe he's at the iPhone store looking things up on a different iPhone.
Yeah, and he's got Wi-Fi so he can use his phone.
Yeah, 8 days ago. Breaking news in the Bupak case.
Oh, okay. My God.
He can finally rest in peace.
Did we know his name was Robert Wayne Lee II?
Yeah, but it leaves our brains right? immediately.
Yeah, it does.
Because it's unimportant. Whoa, Bupak was younger than you and only slightly older than me?
Yeah. Yeah, he's 40. Known online as Bupak Shakur, was shot and killed on Friday, the 29th, 2023. Well, this isn't new. Get out of here.
Maybe the new stuff's at the bottom and they're catching us up.
Teen on trial. The suspect is facing charges for a different shooting that happened in the parking lot of a Pontiac supermarket.
This guy's running around shooting everybody.
Surveillance video shows a fight between two young men in the parking lot of a supermarket near the intersection of MLK Boulevard and Perry Street. Teen got out of the vehicle, opened fire at one of the people involved in the fight. The mother of the person who was shot had a reported suspicious activity near her home. Anyways, throw the fucking book at him. 17 years old, I don't care. Put him away for life. Give him the chair.
He literally killed a hero.
Smoke him like... ounces of the
crush. Yeah, like ounces of piff.
And make him burn at the stake.
From one monster to another, everyone's been hitting me up about Diddy because we covered the story of Diddy being a monster back in 2011.
When he knocked down that lady's babies?
When he knocked down the Twin Towers and the lady's babies.
Yeah, broke the baby's leg.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what is... Actually, I don't really even know. Now, the thing is, this could be Diddy Cope. But from what I'm seeing with this lawsuit or this law, this court documents, it reeks of like the Trump P-tape.
I don't know what that is.
That's where like there was this DOS they tried to drop on Trump saying that like I don't know what there's video of him being pissed on or pissing. Yeah, was he pissing on someone or being pissed on?
I don't know. It's just a piss tape that never materialized. It didn't exist.
Yeah. But it was a thing that like if you already hated Trump, you're like, paw, here we go.
Sure.
This guy's a fucking maniac. Now don't get me wrong, I'm sure Trump pisses on or gets peed on.
Yeah.
I'm also sure.
But I don't know if the tape exists. Yeah. It might.
So how
but there was some other stuff too. There's some other like weird like stuff in there. But anyways, it's a thing. But like there was this court document filed this week. $30 million lawsuit. The crimes: attempted murder, sexual assault, sexual harassment, sex trafficking, drug abuse, threat to life, and gun running. Sean Diddy Combs, his son Justin Dior Combs, his staff, Christina Corum, chairman of Universal Music, Lucian Grange, Diddy's companies, Love Records, Calm Global, etc. But like...
Let's get to the tea.
The big thing that, especially the black Twitter has been grabbing onto, is that he apparently fucked Meek Mill.
Yeah. It's coming out. Meek Mill is retarded, and then he is also fucked. And Meek Mill is doing a really good job.
Wait, did it come out that Meek Mill's retarded well?
There's been murmurings for years. There's a picture of him eating French fries off his legs. That's just look up Meek Mill French fries legs. Right. You'll actually want to see this right now. Words don't do it justice.
Prove that he's retarded?
You be the judge. It kind of is, almost.
French fries, sure.
It's like
is he in a pool?
It's like his legs are squeezed together and he's eating them out of his own lap.
The crack of his wet legs.
The thing that like this is weird, but the thing that puts it over the top is that he's like in a he's dipping his toesies in the pool as well.
Yeah, dude. See, I think that's enough evidence. But you can look up Meek Mill retarded. There's plenty.
What's
else?
What's this other picture it's with here? I don't know what that is. Must be a reference
something else he was eating. Like it's two pictures of stuff he was eating.
What's this picture?
I don't know.
Hold the gun between his legs.
That's him.
That can't be real.
That can't be him.
I think that's him.
That's pretty good.
For the podcast, it's a guy bending over and taking a picture in the mirror, but he's got his gun sticking
in his ass.
Yeah, sticking out of his with his gooches at the mirror.
That's Meek Mill.
Why did he even post the picture of the fries anyways, though?
He said it was an accident.
It was just like, these shits is good. Like, he just posted it like that.
I wish I could read what this one says. What was his response? To see how many pic beyond my dick about my phone taking a pic by mistake. Yeah, I guess
It was just like a Facebook story or Instagram story.
It's not one of those things where you're putting a story on Instagram and you accidentally click two things but think you've only clicked one.
No.
So you
put
up
on
a
purpose.
Okay.
This was a dog whistle for sure.
And like, even if it's an accident, don't do that.
This is like when Tom Hanks puts pictures of mittens and stuff. It's like a weird, I'm retarded.
This
is
him
gay.
Telling Diddy, I'm ready for you. I got French fries on my wet little legs.
But like, the weird thing about the lawsuit is the way it's written. I'll just see if there's other examples in this thread here. But like, they try to act like they're not saying who he had sex with. They're like, oh, he had sex with a rapper. And then there's like a one footnote. And then the footnote's like, this rapper performed. This rapper dated Nicki Minaj.
This Philadelphia rapper dated Nicki Minaj. And he's the only known Philadelphia rapper.
Well, is it so that they can't be legally implicated for saying a name?
But
so
that's
it's not libel.
From what people that are like lawyers are, they're like, that's not how you do that. Like, that's not how you. That's not like, you don't do a blind item. You don't write it like a gossip column would write it. You know,
is
what
it
I mean?
So it can't be looked up as easily? Maybe like someone can't Google their name or something.
I think it's just a retard wrote it. I think this is most likely. I'm not saying that Diddy's not a monster, but I think a retard wrote this lawsuit because even when people were sending me some of the pages, and one of the pages was like, P Swing's cousin was there. And his cousin tried to have sex with someone. And it's like, you wouldn't refer to that person as like whoever's cousin. You just say what their name is. You know what I mean?
Well, the also ushers in the allegations because the other footnote is this performer performed at the Super Bowl halftime show. And there are funny videos of Usher and P. Diddy where like they're both really sweaty for some reason.
Well,
like,
dude, people are pulling all the funniest. Yeah, between Usher and Diddy or even Meek Mill.
Yeah. Of just they're hanging out with people that are like, oh, now this seems sus.
But even Meek Mill's like,
funny.
I understand why publicists or whatever tell you to just shut the fuck up because I think this guy clearly thinks he's doing doing damage control or something, but he's just writing the worst shit, making himself look terrible.
Yeah, you got to pull those tweets up. But yeah, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, let me just find one of them, one I retweeted.
Yeah, there's so many good ones.
Because everyone on Twitter is just calling Meek Mill gay and making fun of him.
Yeah.
And then he has a tweet that he sent out. It's like, when I got a girl around me, I'm fucking her twice a day, LOL. Ask some of your favorites. Pussy don't control me, but it's like a high. One love to the gay people, but that juicy pussy, do it for me.
Boy,
smiley.
I love that tasty pussy.
He did the teeth smiley emoji when it's like, I done ran red lights to get that feeling. Y'all weird on here like devils, LOL.
Yeah, maybe he is retarded.
It's like the opposite of when... Offset was like, I'm gay, y'all.
So Meek Mill's just doubling down.
I'm straight, y'all. And they're like, shut up.
It's like 40-year-old virgin, like, bag of sand or whatever he says about the tits.
I got to see more of these.
Yeah, like two bags of sand.
When I get around pussy, I'll be like, running red lights.
Pussy,
so good.
It's getting me high.
Just have a girl walk around me. I'll be fucking her. You best believe.
Stop asking me if I'm straight from 1 hour ago. I'm just going to play
he's
it raw.
He's still doing... All right, so he's got even new shit coming out?
I'm just going to play it raw. Or wait, stop asking me how I'm straight. I'm going to play it raw when the world is. Yeah, I'm blessed. Let's see.
Man,
he just dropped an album right before the gay heat.
Yeah,
like,
I think
the album came out today.
Yeah.
And it's called Heathenism, which also sounds gay.
And well, then, and the first song's called like "Come from Behind" or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, coming from the bottom.
Yeah, coming from the bottom.
It's like he's been destroyed like this before by Drake. Yeah. This might be
like the people I feel the most bad for is like all of Philly. Because remember they were so excited when like the Eagles came out to that Meek Mill song and shit.
Hello, wait a minute.
Oh, look at track 3. It just says F slur N word.
I love dick.
Balls in my face.
I'm gay, y'all.
Yeah, when I get around pussy, it's like, psh, whoa.
Yeah, featuring Offset. I'm gay, y'all.
Quavo.
Oh, Quavo. Was it Quavo?
I don't know. Whoever. Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm licking butt cheeks.
In August 2022, Diddy called Rodney Jones, a.k.a. Lil Rod, to produce his R&B album, The Love Album, Off the Grid. For 14 months, Rodney moved in and lived with Diddy, spending time at his houses in L.A., California, New York, Miami. He also spent time on a yacht Diddy rented in the Virgin Islands. Diddy has a thing for frequently recording himself and often asking Rodney to record him. Voyeurism. Are they making an album?
That's different, yeah. If I film Jim, I'm not a voyeur.
Okay. So that's how Rodney ended up having hundreds of hours of footage of Diddy engaging in illegal activities and abusing the following drugs. Molly, cocaine, ketamine, GHB. A.K.A. cherry meth?
Yeah, those both seem like slang terms.
Yeah, I thought GHB was like the date rape drug.
It was like the knockout drug, yeah. I don't know. I don't know cherry meth. But then that's like where like Scott Storch said he used to do pink cocaine. And I'm like, what's pink cocaine? They just have super rich Illuminati drugs.
Because there's supposedly video of a guy getting fucked. But then they're saying that video is just some gay porn star.
Well, there's supposedly a picture of Meek Mill holding a gun in his ass. I've heard reports. And they're saying it's impossibly generated by AI.
Nah, that was me.
Diddy, his son Justin, during a heated argument with an unnamed man, shot the man twice in the bathroom of Chalice Studios in L.A., California, on September 12th, 2022, during a writer-producer's camp for the Love album. Rodney applied pressure to the wound while the ambulance was on its way. Diddy gave instructions to everyone at the camp to tell the police he had nothing to do with it and forced Rodney to lie that, quote, G, that's the person who was shot. G was shot during a drive-by in front of the studio.
I found my favorite Meek Mill tweet from
Go ahead.
From 2 days ago. Two things they say, we snitching or we gay. We generate hundreds of millions from music, and it's not a coincidence. We all gay and snitches, huh?
Yeah, I did notice he had some tweets that were basically being like, the white man is trying to make it seem like he's gay.
The music dropped tomorrow. Y'all play it.
Well, because that's the other thing. I do think he's like, nice. I can use all this publicity to promote my album. But yeah, really, all that's happening is he's burying himself worse.
Check out the album. I'm a gay snitch.
Yeah, that's the two things they say. I'm a gay snitch.
So I guess this shooting, it is documented. There is a news report. Man shot outside a party at a Hollywood recording studio.
They're just claiming that in the lawsuit that it was different than how they reported it.
Every black blog site enhanced that post to make me seem gay. This is from a day ago. I changed laws for our people. Donate millions.
Well, because he was going at academics as well, because academics was, of course, making videos and responses to it.
And then the first reply, did he you or did he didn't?
At least one person shot at a party at a Hollywood recording studio. Officers were called to 800 block North Highland Avenue into reports of a shooting about 3 a.m. They found a man had been shot after stepping outside the studio. The man in his 30s was taken to a hospital in stable condition. He was reportedly shot in the abdomen.
Y'all see these rappers with gay styles. They want that look. Leave that to them. I come from the jungle. Okay. Now he's lashing out at rappers with gay styles. That's enough Meek Mill.
Because he comes from the jungle, Jeff.
He comes from the jungle, Philly.
Let's see what else. Sexual assault. Rodney states that he was the victim of constant unsolicited and unauthorized groping of his penis and touching of his anus, parentheses, asshole, upside down smiley.
Yeah, upside down smiley.
His directed smiley from the document.
By Mr. Sean Combs, Diddy. Rodney reported to Christina Corum, chief of staff to Diddy, and her response was, it's just his way of showing he likes you. Yeah. Kind of a frowny face.
It's like baseball.
Christina Corum is alleged to have groomed Rodney and others and is likely to be charged with aiding and abetting sexual assault. She reportedly also solicited underage girls and prostitutes for Diddy and drugged them with Molly and other drugs on his request. As Ghislaine Maxwell was to Jeffrey Epstein, so was Christina to Diddy.
It would be great if, like in baseball, when someone scores a home run, they're like walking back to the dugout. Everybody walks by, just like gives a couple strokes on the cock.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, just camaraderie.
Well, you've seen those new jerseys now. The pants are like see-through. You can see full cock.
Well, what?
Yeah, they got like Fanatics or someone is making the jerseys now, and everyone hates them. In the pants, when they get sweat on them, if they're white, you can like see like the
what
cock imprint.
Weird.
Baseball.
Oh, weird.
And those are some tight ass pants.
They're not wearing cups. Why aren't they wearing cups?
They're wearing cups, but you can still just see like straight balls and shit, kind of. It's not a good look.
You don't put your balls in the cup.
And some people don't wear cups.
I think Meek loves baseball now.
Yeah. It'd be great if they were the way they're like, oh, it's like the Brady and Belichick. It's like Ghislaine and Epstein. They're like the Ghislaine and Epstein. Yeah.
Is it just a system child molester? Or?
Yeah. Who's the true star?
Yeah. Technically,
Ghislaine?
Anyone working with Christina could be good at molesting. It's not just Diddy.
Yeah. He's proven time and again with Charlie Sheen, Diddy, Epstein.
Dakota, I printed out Meek Mill's tweet and put it on my wall. Hell yeah. Me too.
We either gay or snitches. We gay snitches.
Stevie J, Meek Mill, and Usher. So, yeah, I don't know who Stevie J, that's who I kept seeing reference. Who is that? Am I supposed to know who that is?
I don't know. He might just be like...
Does he make
like
music?
He could just be one of those producer guys that, like, you'd never heard of, but he's, like, involved
Jermaine
with everything.
You search his name now, it's just all Diddy stuff about gay allegations against him in Diddy suit.
Can you add the word music
like
and maybe it'll, like...
Stevie J Wiki? I think he might just be like an interviewer or something, but I could be wrong.
Oh, he's like a producer?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, 96.
So, yeah, just going to be one of those guys that's just like been around music for a while.
Oh, I'll be missing you? Okay.
So he's worked with Diddy for a while. Yeah. In an attempt to groom Rodney, Diddy told him he had sexual intercourse with all three men and it was normal practice in the industry. So meaning like I've had sex with Stevie J, Meek Mill, and Usher.
Yeah,
Diddy
cool.
Also sent Rodney videos of Stevie J anally penetrating a white man. Can God blow the trumpet already? That's from this guy.
this guy's editorializing is pretty good.
Because, yeah, there's this picture. This picture was in the lawsuit.
It's like a blurry guy getting pounded?
Yeah, like a guy fucking a white guy in the ass. But some porn star guy said, no, that's me. That's me having sex with a guy because I'm a gay porn star. But then again, is he just the fall guy? The guy that's like, I'll take one for the team, Diddy.
It's me, the gay guy.
It's
but,
me,
I mean,
the
that'd
gay
be,
guy. I'm always
guy
fucking guys.
It'd be easy to prove because you'd be like, look, there's the video. Here's the real video. It's me fucking a guy.
Well, that's a great guy to have around, too, when you're gay.
Yeah.
You can fuck him.
I need to fuck Rodney. In his bid to have sex with Rodney, Diddy started a new manipulation tactic by promising Rodney the following. Number one, a Grammy per producer of the year. Number two, $250,000. Number three, his $20 million house in Miami. Would you get fucked by Diddy for a $20 million house in Miami?
Yeah. Could I turn around and just sell the house?
No, I suppose.
Because you're essentially... Because the question
then is
like,
we'd go to Nocatee.
Do you have to pay, like, what kind of taxes do you have to pay on that gift?
I'm guessing it's just, like, signed over and it's yours.
But I feel like that gift's too big. Even though, I guess, could you prove, well, no, I fucked him for it. But then again, is that taxable work?
You could just, I bet you, at the end of the day, you just have to say you did something else.
And
like, bury the details.
Made an app.
Because at that point, you're just asking, like, would you get fucked by Diddy for $2 million? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, well, even $20 million house.
Sorry, $20 million.
I guess if you sell it, even if you have to give half of it to taxes,
that's you're set for life.
Still $10 million after getting bottomed out by Diddy.
Well, and you're choosing to do it, so it probably fucks you up way less.
And
yeah,
I just realized the most important question is have Cameron and Mace talked about this because that would probably be a very good segment.
Yeah. Where
just them reading Dwight Howard's text from one of my favorite cherished memories. Yo!
Well, I like how there's all these things. So you'll get a Grammy for Producer of the Year. You get $250,000. You get a $20 million house plus an introduction to Universal Music Group Chairman Lucian Grange.
This just sounds like they kind of copied what Cat Williams said. You get like a light-skinned lady, $7 million or something.
I mean, this guy's stronger than me. I wouldn't have said no. I said, yes, please.
Yeah.
And then I would open up my mouth and waited for cum to be sprayed into it.
Would you spread your gaping asshole open?
I'd spread my tight little fuckable asshole. Yeah. I'd spread the cheeks and go, here you go, sir. Where's my house?
Rodney alleges that Diddy threatened him with physical assault and harm if he didn't accept his sexual advances, and he was willing to kill his mother. Janice Combs. Wait, kill what? Diddy? Kill his own mother or kill Rodney's mother?
I think he's saying, like, I have no problem killing you because I'd kill my own mom.
Ah, in order to get what he wants.
Did he kill his mom? Yeah.
That's cold. Ice cold. R.I.P. Miss Wait, is Janice Combs dead?
That's what I'm saying. Is he saying he killed his mom?
Oh, is this like an Illuminati sacrifice then if his mom's dead? It doesn't look like she's dead.
Oh, so he's just making a joke.
It's just some
she's
dumb
just
guy
old and frumpy.
Who is Janice Combs? Puff Daddy's mother. Yeah, she's 83. Good for her.
Maybe he's saying,
will kill her if
maybe
he needs to.
It's just yeah, he's going.
Or why would he need to kill her?
Well, because you said R.I.P. with an alarm clock. Like, maybe she's going to die soon.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Our boy.
Sexual assault by Cuba Gooding Jr.
There's the picture of it. He's jerking him right there.
Somebody suck that baby's dick.
I don't believe it.
And yeah, there's a picture of Cuba Gooding with his arm around the guy. And kind of, I guess, his hand on his leg, maybe, like kind of moving up. Rodney states that Cuba Gooding Jr. touched him inappropriately on Diddy's yacht. Cuba allegedly groped and fondled Rodney's inner thighs close to his penis. He rejected Cuba's advances, but he continued until Rodney had to forcibly push
they don't,
him.
They don't understand. This is just from when he was method acting for Boat Trip. Remember his movie where he plays a gay
yeah,
guy?
He's a gay guy, right?
Being a gay guy on a
so
boat.
To hook up with the hot chicks yeah, on the gay cruise.
He's like Daniel Day-Lewis. Daniel Gay-Lewis.
What he should have done is talked himself up and been like, yeah, he was touching my, like, the inside of my knees right near my penis. Then it
yeah.
seems like he's got a big fucking
yeah.
honker.
But then they could be like, well, we didn't realize you had a big honker. He was just trying to be nice and put his hand on your knee.
Yeah,
your,
well, he went down the shaft all
there.
The way.
You're right.
But also, I mean, going back to what Diddy was saying, like, hey, this is just what we do in the industry. That's like what Corey says they told him as well. Corey Feldman. He's like, that's yeah. what his manager said. Hey, this is what we do. Diddy the Thief. Rodney produced 9 songs on Diddy's project, The Love Album, Off the Grid. It's almost like The Love Below.
Yeah, 2.1.
No contract, no split sheet, nothing. When approached for his publishing, royalties, and payment for the 13 months of work, Diddy offered Rodney $29,000. Rodney was willing to take a measly $50,000, his publishing and his royalties. Diddy declined. Rodney has now launched a GoFundMe to help sue Diddy for $30 million in court. Fundraiser by Rodney Jones. Help me. What do you think it's up to?
20,000.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty low, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess what's the goal?
That's a good question. His goal is probably like a couple hundred grand, I would imagine.
Then I think 20,000, yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe he's got like, yeah, 10 to 20. It'd be funny if he has like 100 bucks.
Oh,
2,300. Yeah, he's
nothing.
Going for 50K.
Wow.
Help me sue Sean Diddy Combs.
I thought the people
it's a
would.
A picture of Diddy behind
people
you.
That hate P. Diddy would just be fucking gooning and giving a bunch of money.
Someone gave 200 bucks.
Someone gave 300 bucks.
Someone gave 300 bucks.
Vern Jones. Know what I mean, Vern? It's Ernest's friend.
It's Ernest's friend.
From off screen.
It's us.
It's me. I'm Ernest's friend. And that troll that lived under the fucking tree during the Halloween.
Wow, I can't believe. He gets business GoFundMe, though, so that means he gets to keep that.
Yeah, he still gets to keep it. He's still coming up on a nice 23 hundo, at least.
Damn.
Whopping 63 donations.
People should help us sue P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah. We have a more valid case.
We're going to go to Japan and sue him.
The blackmail sex tapes. Diddy has hidden cameras secretly recording all activities in his houses. He has tape recordings of all celebrities and guests who have had sex, consensual or otherwise, and done drugs in his house. Rodney alleges these tapes are used to intimidate and blackmail various people when the need arises. Case in point, Cassie. These cameras were installed, maintained, and the illicit video archived by a certain IT director, Jose Cruz.
I thought they meant
IT the movie for a second.
Oh, is that like, not what they mean?
They must mean like, you know, he's the new upcoming IT artist. You
oh,
know what I mean?
I was about to
videos for him?
Laugh at the idea
because
that
Andy
they're like, the director of IT.
Yeah, Andy Muschietti's the director of IT. That's the only reason why.
A certain Flash director.
Well, this whole black male thing is interesting because the first video was a white male.
Yeah, it was. Getting fucked by a black male.
Oh!
I love it.
Hello, folks.
Stick around,
folks. It's a comedy show.
Is it okay, Pip?
I'm just trying to see where the footnotes
There's
are.
There's a video of him being retarded.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Combs used access to Stevie J and his knowledge of Mr. Jones' admiration of Stevie J to groom and entice Mr. Jones to engage in homosexuality. Mr. Combs went so far as to share a video of Stevie J anally penetrating a Caucasian male without a condom. This was done to ease Mr. Jones' anxiety concerning homosexuality. According to Mr. Combs, this is a normal practice in the music industry. Look, even Stevie J's doing it. Mr. Combs informed Mr. Jones that he engaged in sexual intercourse with rapper Redacted, R&B singer Redacted, and Stevie J. And then, yeah, the footnotes. He's a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj. He performed at the Super Bowl and had a successful Vegas residency. this writer is in possession of the video and provide a copy to the court.
Play the video that's with this, though, because I think this is where he calls him Daddy.
Okay, one second. Mr. Combs promised to make sure that Mr. Jones wins Producer of the Year. Okay, yeah, we know that. The following screenshots of the video, Stevie J anally penetrating a Caucasian male.
Hey, what's up, King Son? Man, you doing it, man. You deserve it, Daddy. You putting in that work. Proud of you. I love you.
Someone else is calling him Daddy.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Hey, what's up, King Son?
Just trying to enjoy this life.
Doing it, man. You deserve
He's
it,
in the pool.
He calls him Daddy, I guess.
I thought.
Who's them with the little midget there? Gucci know. Midget.
Did he when the midget tried to walk away in his bones?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 minutes of lead time.
I love it. Yeah. Diddy Meek Mill's just a good search. Or, yeah, just Diddy video search. Oh, there's the one where they're all sweaty.
Oh, no. Yeah.
In the 4-4.
Well, because like, people are like, yeah, they're sweaty, but there's no workout equipment anywhere.
Well, they could have just like come back from a run or something, right?
Or a marathon fucking.
Yeah,
get the Arab Copper off. Don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4.
It's just us in Florida.
Arab Copper don't hit me no more.
Yeah, they could just be in old Georgia.
He is like twerking. I guess he's bobbing.
Yeah.
Being gay rocks. Gay dudes rock.
Gay dudes do rock. Gay dudes.
Gay dudes.
Gay dudes. Yeah, we gotta go. Can you wear gay dudes at the parks? You can't, huh?
It does. It's not as. It's just the words gay dudes.
Yeah, it just says gay dudes.
That's why it's a beautiful idea.
You wear it on gay days for sure.
Yeah. You wear it on straight days.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't.
It's not
want
advocating.
It's
not damning. It's just gay dudes.
They wouldn't want the beef, probably, if we freaked out when they just had anything. Yeah. If you're like, ah.
I know, but I'm here for it. I think it's amazing in hip hop that we're having this moment. I think more guys who are gay in hip hop should come out.
I do love that, like on Black Twitter now, it's just like they're all gay. Look at all these gay rappers. Everyone's secretly gay and just pulling like out of context things, being like, look how gay this is. Pause.
Yeah, they're just like being friends.
Look, it's two people having fun, gay.
I was trying to find the other clips of the fucking. Oh, here we go. Does this have the one? So, all right. Yeah, there's the screenshots of the video.
A missionary. Why is this guy facing?
I think it's like the camera's facing up at them.
Yeah, Mr. Jones pushed her. Yeah, young Miami's cousin was trying to grab his dick or something, but they keep. I'm like, who's young Miami?
She's like one of the city girls, I think.
It's just funny the way it's worded, though. Young Miami and her female cousin sexually assaulted Mr. Jones on Thanksgiving Day in 2022.
Hmm.
Okay.
I believe it. Young Miami's up to no good.
Mr. Combs with an underage female. Here's another underage female. Here's a sex worker. Here's Justin Combs with an underage female.
Okay. Well, so it's just maybe his younger son's birthday party?
He's
just there grinding on his son's friends. Nice. Cool dad. Cool dad alert.
It is great how nowadays, like, because we were just talking about Diddy the Monster a few months ago, but that was having to do with, what, Cassie and how he beat her up and raped her or something, right?
Well, he's the Black Joker this, now.
Yeah, that's right. Now he's the Black Joker.
That's all overshadowed by he gay, even though, like, he did, I think he just paid her for that other shit. Like, maybe this is good for him, just the gay allegations, although it's all, like, underage, too.
On one hand, I get it. Like, he's working for... Not the gay stuff. Not the gay stuff at all!
I'm not gay.
Well, because it talks about how he worked for Diddy for, like, over a year with no contract. That's really stupid, obviously. But then you're also probably like starstruck. You're like, ah, if I start trying to push business, then maybe this opportunity goes away. You just have to assume, he's Diddy. I'm sure I'll get paid.
He just hits you up at 3 a.m. Come over.
What do you guys call that thing where something pops up to distract you from another thing?
What do you mean?
You guys are using
a smoke screen?
Like a false flag or like a limited hangout?
Well, one of those type of words, but it's like when something is happening, so they make another thing happen to distract
you. Yeah, the PSYOP is gay. Okay. Or actually, it's more of a memory hole. They're trying to memory hole.
Well, I think
the thing from 1984.
I think this is a PSYOP to make you forget that Diddy did 9/11.
Oh, that's this whole thing.
Yeah.
So even if you remember the Cassie abuse and rape allegations, forgetting that he broke that baby's legs.
Yeah, he broke the baby's legs and did 9/11. So
he
you're
knocked
like,
down the towers.
Yeah, he knocked him down. So you're like, oh, shit, it's working. PSYOP.
There's two things I don't forget. Bupac and that Diddy broke that baby's legs and caused 9/11.
Yeah. Remember what was awesome is when we were going over all the Cassie stuff and then Diddy put out a video where he ended the writer's strike?
Yeah, and then he did. he was Batman and he beat up a Jewish guy.
what's the name of Cameron and Mace's show?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say Cameron, Mace, Diddy might just bring it. But their show.
But then it'd just be music.
It's their sports show.
Yeah, they got to have talked about this. Unless, how recent is this lawsuit?
This all blew up this past week, yeah.
Okay, maybe it's too soon then.
I don't know what his affiliation with like Bad Boy and stuff is. I don't think he has one, but...
Well, yeah, I forgot that. Yeah, Mace and Diddy were boys.
Yeah, they were
maybe they didn't
connected at the hip.
Talking about Tom Brady.
A lot of sports stuff.
Yeah, Giselle. What's up with Giselle? That's just a whole...
Apparently she was cucking Tom, huh? I didn't realize this.
It came out that he knew that she was fucking her jiu-jitsu instructor for a little while.
Yeah, but he had other things going on. He was winning Tampa Bay a Super Bowl. He had more important things to deal with.
Let me see here.
Maybe they're plants. They didn't say anything.
Oh, because, just pulling up his actual lawsuit. Mace,
that was one of the recent things when he gave publishing back, even though people said he also didn't do that for a lot of the artists. That Mace was one of the artists that he had his fucking shit.
I wonder if, because Mace basically got his publishing back in August.
So he's not saying shit.
I wonder if there's a thing where he can't even talk about Diddy.
Oh, you know Cameron's saying some funny stuff that we're not hearing. Just laughing at gay stuff.
Fellow rapper Mace has resolved his enduring publishing disputes with Diddy.
Yeah, that makes sense then. There's no... Damn.
Because I remember, when we had to do our thing with Dan Harmon and the Harmontown podcast, they sent me over, a settlement paperwork, and there was a thing in there that said I couldn't talk about the parties, I couldn't disparage the parties. I made them take it out though. I was like, I'm not signing this.
Hell yeah.
But I could see how that would maybe be something like, okay, we'll give you your publishing of your music or whatever, but you can't ever talk about
a lot of shit's about
get
to
fucked
come out.
We don't even want that song anymore. We've gotten way more out of it. You fucking pieces of shit.
Remember when I Dan Harmon honked my penis?
Yeah, remember when Dan Harmon begged me to fuck him, and then I did?
Well, what was great about that, I've mentioned this on the show before, but that all happened during Comic-Con, and what's the name of his production company or whatever at the time was, Starburns Productions something? And the Russos were CEOs or something. They had something to do with that company, and they had to... All I can imagine is it was around the time they were getting ready to announce Civil War at Comic-Con, but they probably had to real quick answer a question about the Jim and Them settlement because of all the shit that happened with them not doing the song and having to cut us a check from their company, from their business.
Those motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these are all maybe bring. I would think if it was a thing, it would be in these titles because if we're looking at their recent shows, they do talk about all the big things that happened this week.
Maybe next week, they'll talk about it.
Cameron fighting those kids or whatever. I'm not Cameron. Fucking Cam Newton.
Oh yeah, he fought a coach and some shit. I love his hat, the hole for his hair.
He looks like a moron.
Yep.
He looks like if Andre 3000 was homeless.
Ooh.
I feel like Cam seems like a cool guy, though.
I don't know.
Like a cool guy to hang out with.
Every time he talks, he just says the new stupidest thing.
I guess I've never paid attention.
I don't have hate for him. I don't really think about him. I'm not a big fan of his hats.
Oh, yeah, I think Cam sucks.
Damn,
hater.
I remember when Cam asked me to fuck him, and then I did.
Okay. Is there a video of him fucking a white boy?
Yeah.
Fucking a white boy with a fucking Sailor Moon tattoo.
I fucked Cam while Cam fucked my little brother.
You would be easy to spot in gay porn. You have all these defining tattoos on
you. Yeah, I know.
We would have your ass.
Yeah, a really recognizable laugh.
Oh, yeah. We could ass fuck.
Just laughing really hard.
Is that
a big guttural mic laugh? That's getting, just getting fucked.
Yeah, it's just, you're no hand coming, getting fucked in the ass. Your dick's coming soft. Pete Diddy's on top of you.
He's clapping.
Fucked in the ass while I clap laughing.
This is what Stevie J would have done.
Stevie.
I want to be like Stevie J. So did he fuck that guy and then he made that beautiful song about Biggie? I'll be missing you.
Yeah, I can't tell if he... Well, that was the other... Oh, yeah,
that's
Stevie J. You're
did
right,
he
yeah.
pork that guy and he's like, I'll make you a love song
yeah.
for Diddy, the guy you most certainly had something to do with yeah. his death.
You show me how tender you are. Really inspired this song.
That's the other memory hole. Is like there's like a lot of people that say Diddy killed fucking Biggie. And then like yeah. that's like another thing that's getting buried too.
But that really doesn't make sense. I mean, I guess kind of it does because like
I just want that to be the truth.
You sell a lot of music when the artist dies. I feel like he could have been involved in the Tupac thing, maybe.
Wasn't there a rift for him? Oh, you think he killed Tupac?
Well, because the whole thing, it was Biggie and Tupac versus Suge and, Biggie and Diddy versus Suge and Tupac.
I thought East the lore Coast is that West he Coast. Killed Biggie for it, because Biggie was in them, there was a rift forming.
I feel like that's just, I mean, maybe. I've never looked too deep into that. It just feels like that's something that would happen in a movie. So everyone thinks life's a movie.
Yeah.
But maybe. I guess it's not impossible. He did profit a lot from it, but it feels like there would have been more on the table if Biggie was still alive.
I mean, Diddy literally has a Batmobile and saved the writer's strike. It's anything possible at this true. Point. He had the full bat suit. That was like the last thing he dropped, and then it's like gay, rape, gay.
Diddy blog.
Shit, maybe it's Boopak looking over Diddy, looking over Gotham City.
So he's like trying to catch Diddy from beyond the grave.
Fuck.
Holy shit, that's
Who's
awesome.
This white guy that keeps coming up? Just some guy?
Some guy with a mustache.
We just got the Jeffrey Epstein of the music and entertainment industry. The new lawsuit that just dropped against Diddy is massive, and it has photos, it has videos, it names names, and there's so much here that it's never gonna fit into a single video. So I'm gonna do a quick overview in this video, and then I'm gonna do a couple of parts breaking down all of it.
He's just one of those guys. I'm just the guy.
He's trying to be us, seeing us.
He's just a mustache TikTok guy.
Queen us. Diddy lawsuit, Mace. I really wish there was a camera on a Mace.
I know.
He ain't us. Type into Twitter search.
Yeah, no, because people even think what we're thinking. Mace and Cam going to have a field day with this Diddy lawsuit.
Oh, dude, they're going to have so much. It's going to be great. It's going to be an entire part is us watching that. All of part one or part two next week will just be us watching them
you
talk
can just
about it.
Search Cameron Mace gay and we can get some other clips to say to us in the meantime. But
what are some of the other what else is Meek up to? Does his album sounding good?
I haven't
yeah,
heard
let's
it.
Hear
I
it.
Not gay.
Let's hear
Dirt took over for the yelling guy.
Remember 10 years ago when we listened to the entire Kesha album on the show?
Heathenism. Also, doesn't that sound like a gay nightclub?
Heathenism?
That's the name of the album.
I don't know if it sounds
coming
gay.
Let's hear Come From the Bottom.
Yeah, that's what we got to do.
There's that great line that's been popping up in the worst bars ever where it's like, how come the school never told us about a difference between Democrat and Republican or something?
Is it a Meek bar?
Yeah, it's him like screaming that. You're like, what?
Explain Democrat and Republican to us. Huh?
Heathenism. Came from the bottom.
Came from the bottom is such poor wording.
Well, it's like the equivalent of came from the top.
Yeah, but started from the bottom is like a 10-year-old song. And then also came from the bottom. You know everyone's going to call you gay, even if this didn't happen.
Because now it just sounds like you're getting bottomed out and you're coming everywhere.
Yeah, like you were earlier when you're going, ah. Yeah.
I'm back on that dream chasing shit, man. Fuck it.
Life's fucking me in the ass right now. Pass,
make it slack. Forever. Lamborghini through the hood, just to motivate the trenches. Riding around like it's all good, even though I know these niggas vicious. All this cash, they say I change. If niggas broke, I get suspicious. That's my dog from back in the day, but I'm going to go with my extension. I bring my F and N to any city, I ain't checking in. Should they hit me, I said let me in. Was at the door, why raining and poor?
They better have a whole lot of wait a minute moment.
Yeah, there better be.
Better not just be all this fruity classical music.
I'll go pee and you guys can tell me how it went.
You come in, we're like hopping around the room. Get from the bottom!
That was mentioned with the palm trees. Chopper to the judges, me and Ruben. Shit beyond me.
Oh, he's doing this now? The auto-tune and me?
Is that him or someone else?
That's probably just some other guy. Some gay singer.
Stevie J.
Yeah, Stevie J singing on the track.
Yes, it all was worth it. Circle God's smiling ever since I got Boston. Realest nigga breathing and you know I'm going top 10.
Yeah, this sucks. Yeah.
Made it through it all, so this ain't no sad.
Dude, it's deep. It's like a fucking
is it
classic.
Building? Is it going to hit?
I don't think so. But then again, the new thing is to just have a different beat that's better halfway through.
Yeah.
It's like the Drake songs and stuff where like this beginning beat sucks, then suddenly it's like... Only big dog shit. Big it's no vultures. Only
big balls. Big balls. Big balls.
Big balls.
Big
ball
shit. Big ball shit. Came from the bottom.
Oh, here we go.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Not worth the minute 40.
Yeah. Yeah, Meek Mill sucks now. Lil Durk is the better version of Meek Mill, and he's not gay. Lil Smurf? Smurfio? He's not gay, he's just got those scary eyes. Then again, maybe he got those eyes from being molested by Diddy.
I'll suck a dick. Eat an ass like an almond joy.
It just sounds like an assault on your senses after a little bit.
Well, yeah, you gotta do something more interesting with the beat or a hook or something if you're gonna do that. You can't just do that the whole song.
Yeah, this is no bongos.
Yeah.
But it's also even just clear, like, from his cadence that it's like he's not even doing anything of substance with his bars or anything. Like, it's just kind of...
It came from the bottom. Yeah. In the trenches, in the Lamborghini trenches. Money trenches. It's not music.
I think there was the big ball shit, though. That was telling us.
Big ball shit. Big ball shit.
Big ball shit.
It's him in roller skates. That's probably good.
Anyways, I guess he's probably gay. But there's nothing wrong with that. It's fine.
I guess he's probably
final
gay.
Answer, he's gay.
It's fine.
And that's fine.
Just
my
be
father's
gay.
Gay.
Be a heathen.
Is he getting more of it because, like, he has an album? Why isn't Usher getting more of it?
Because
Usher's
popular. He's getting more of it because he's responding to it. But, yeah, but he is... I do feel like he thinks he's being slick responding to it to, like, get... eyes on his album.
Well, and the fan base would have more of a problem with Meek Mill being gay than Usher's fan base. Usher's fan base, a lot would be disappointed in him. A lot would be like, I knew it. If Philly trap rap, if you're gay, it's a death sentence.
Sure.
Yeah. But if Usher was out there being like, I ain't gay, what are you talking about? Everyone would be like, oh my God, Usher, he's denying it even.
Yeah.
That means he's definitely gay.
He's always filling up people's wives. That's his thing.
Yeah, at the Super Bowl.
And then he had herpes. That was a thing for a little bit.
Was that a thing?
Yeah, there was like a lawsuit about a lady saying he gave her herpes.
Oh, I think that was like years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a couple years.
I vaguely remember this. I think we talked about it on the show.
I feel like it was during COVID type times. But yeah, because the joke was let it burn, you know? Ha.
Usher rules. Mike thinks he's a butterface.
He is a butterface.
Because Mike's a hater.
He is a butterface.
Because he's gay and you're doing a hate crime.
Yeah.
No, he's a butterface.
Try to hate crime Usher.
But
a
butterface implies that he's got like other things positive going for him. It's just not his face.
But I wouldn't say he's a body guy. He's more of like that kind soul face.
No, he's like an abs in shape.
He's got
guy.
Like a D'Angelo ripped guy.
I think he's a cutie patootie.
Yeah.
No, he's a butterface.
You need a Max Ween.
Yeah, he is a Max Ween.
You need a Max Ween.
I think he's got abs.
We should get Anita Max Ween tattoos in Japan.
We could.
It's anime. We shall. We could. We will.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Did you see our old friend, the Content Cowboy, is being toxic online?
I liked his response.
What happened?
I
feel like he's just trying to hide from being a toxic player.
What? You know what? Let Jake speak for himself using his video, Jim.
Well, no, let's let the person speak for themselves first, the victim.
Okay.
Where the fuck was it? I thought I had the tweet.
You retweeted it.
I did retweet it, didn't I?
Yeah.
So is he like spamming moves and stuff, or is he?
No, he shit talked this team.
Oh, okay.
Jake's a pillar of toxicity in the Unite community.
You know, sometimes this is from Peach Drink 69. Sometimes Unite content creators rely too heavily on blaming randoms for losses. A friend and I were just in a game with Spraggles, who I'm a fan of, and we tuned into the stream after the game. The game went really well, but we had a bad Ray phase and ended up losing. That's okay, because it was a game where we were winning the whole time and just had a bad Ray fight. So we tune into the stream, and he's just complaining about it. Not much, quote, not much I can do with a team like that, unquote, when it was genuinely a good game until Ray.
Said all that?
That's a Unite problem, not an us problem. It's not our fault one objective in the whole game decides the outcome of every match.
Oh,
and we just had a bad Ray fight. You also really think about the things you say, especially with a platform. Like, imagine how neat it was for us to see we were playing with Spraggles on our team. Then look at the stream after, and he's just ripping on us over a game that really wasn't that bad. And if I should point out, me and my friend were the only ones in center by Ray anyways. Skull emoji.
Oh, they're saying he's not. He doesn't.
But also, one of the responses here proved that this is a goddamn. This is not just an isolated incident.
Yeah, because he does it with everybody.
No, because there's another part where someone was saying here that he lost two matches and rage quit his stream one time.
Jake?
I was like, that's Jake to a fucking. That's Jake to a T.
So what are we canceling? You can't rage quit now.
Not when you're a big ass streamer getting paid. You're getting paid to play. What are you mad about?
Oh, you're on their side.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So let's put out the cat emoji then.
Where the hell was it? Because Jake's in here responding to.
It's oh, like, go he's back Meek to Mill.
Go back to your studio, bro.
Jesus Christ. What are these
Fuck,
responses?
I wish I kept the tweet. Hold on. I'm just trying to see if I found the one where they talk about him rage quitting. But I might have lost it because all the Spraggle bullies.
It's
came
also
in.
Probably just nonsense.
No, I could see him doing that. You know how Jake is.
I know how Jake is in private, but I don't know if he'd do that on a stream.
He would rage quit.
Why would that be bad? I still don't understand.
Well, because that's not his persona. Mm. His persona is not someone who would rage quit and like be mad and end a stream.
But he's the type he'd get upset that he was losing. He would quit.
I mean, yeah, that's happened plenty of times, but I'm saying like that's, I think that he'd know better than to do that on a stream.
I thought his persona,
I'm not saying, well, but I didn't read it as he, like they said rage quit, but he didn't be like, fuck this, I'm out of here. But he was probably clearly like ready to stream for hours and then he lost a couple games and he fucking bounced.
Maybe.
But anyways, yeah, Jake's like, I remember you from the stream. You came in after the match. You played a good game. But if you'd like to watch the match back, you can see why I said that. We were up and you ran to their tier two to score and we didn't need to. You got KO'd and the enemy came in and scored at our base. I know it's not fun to see someone talking about you, but that's why we lost the game and why I said that.
Fuck you!
And I think I knew a bunch of fucking gobbledygook on here about going for Ray and going up the middle. But someone pointed out that Jake also is the one that called for it or something, so it's actually his fault in the end anyways.
Yikes.
So
I love a yikes. A little.
I'm just thinking this guy needs to get a little bit too big for his britches.
Spraggles, what should he do? Apologize? Like a ukulele apology?
He put one up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he put up an apology.
Yeah, he put up some fucking whack-ass trying to be funny thing. Where was it?
What the fuck?
Where was it?
Right there.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Some lame ass attention.
I just want to take a
begging
piss.
For attention thing.
Hey, everybody. Jake, your resident content cowboy here. I just wanted to post this because I was recently accused of being toxic on one of my streams, and I figured I needed to show the clip so I could apologize for it. So my team threw the game after we were already winning, and I said something I never should have. This is me from that stream.
Not even close, dude.
All right. Well, not much I can do with a team like that. I don't know. Do I regret it? Yeah, of course. I understand that this type of toxicity is way over the line in any video game, especially Pokemon Unite. The words will probably haunt me forever, but I will be changed from this moment, for sure. I won't be toxic like this again. Just in case, just so we're clear, I'm not trying to hide from anything. Here it is one more time. All right. Well, not much I can do with a team like that. I'm truly very sorry. I understand how this could be so devastating for all of you.
No, it's just everyone kissing his ass, probably.
I will be with my family.
Because that's what happens when you got... What has he got? He's got 28,000, almost 29,000 followers. What's this dude got? 1,000?
He's got more than me.
Let's see a pic of
nobody.
So this... So this guy made a thread that had 13,000 views, probably because Jake replied to it. Then a day later, Jake's still steaming about it. He makes a video about it, calling more attention to it. Are you serious about this guy?
Yeah.
And you guys are rooting for him? This is your king? Are you kidding me?
I'm on the fence.
Are you kidding me?
I'm Jack Black in this situation. I don't think that that... Aiden should feel sad about being around his hero. He's one of the big Sprinkles fans.
I mean, the guy went Ray. He had a bad Ray fight.
Yeah.
That's not his fault. That's the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like that part of the story.
But it's he was running up the score, Jim.
They scored
They didn't even need
there's
to
no
do
score,
that.
There's no scoreboard, Mike.
He went for T2, though. He went for T2, and but they didn't even need to.
There was no scoreboard. So how is he supposed to know that they were up?
Yeah, he knew.
No, it says right here. They scored 200 on us, and there's no scoreboard.
No, I'm saying as a person who's played the game, you know.
I mean, I have played the game, but you weren't even at Ray either. Had everyone been there when they needed to be, we would have had a good fight, but that's not how Unite works. You don't see me blaming you over the whole game for not being at Ray. Although, to Jake's point, they won the fight top. The enemy got Ray and only two up. So then they broke their shields, and he scored 100. So he's already saying that he put the team on his back, basically.
This is Fortnite? What is this?
Pokemon Unite.
What is this? Oh, okay. Do you really not know what game he covers?
No.
Yeah, Pokemon Unite.
I don't know. He still does Pokemon? I thought maybe...
That's his thing.
That's his thing.
Like, okay. I think he does other things, and like maybe he's branching out more, but like his main thing, yeah, is everyone comes for him for the Pokemon.
Okay.
Unite, anyways.
Fortnite's big.
Yeah, he
Fortnite's
should do.
Big.
You know, you should tell him. He should do Fortnite.
Yeah, I'll text him.
Yeah, let him know, Jeff.
But I'm just saying, the guy's doing himself a disservice. He's clearly steaming over it for a day, making a video on the side, bringing more and more attention to it. But then again, now that I say it out loud and I'm thinking about it, it's all premeditated anyways. This is all engagement fodder. He's just trying to farm as much engagement as possible.
Content farmer. He should play Starfield at Stardew Valley.
Huh? He does.
He played Stardew Valley with me for a couple weeks.
And then played Starfield.
We had a farm together.
Yeah, I bet he does. He's farming for content.
And then he raids quit because Mike fucked it up.
Mike did the turnips wrong.
Yeah, Mike fucked up shit like an idiot.
The turnips are fucking grimy.
There's been so many times where Jake's disconnected and mumbled under his breath about how Mike sucks at
Mike can't farm.
He mutes his mic. I can't hear it.
Not much you could do with a farmhand like that.
Yeah. He mutes like in-game chat, but not stream chat, so the stream can hear it, but I can't. I'm just like, hey, Jake, good job.
Fucking piece of shit, farmer.
I'm just saying. Sometimes, Ben Parker said it best. With great power comes great responsibility. Jake's got great power, and he's not owning up to the responsibility that he has.
Okay.
And I think only a good friend like myself would say that behind his back on a show, on a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Only a good friend like myself would retweet the hater.
Wait, you retweeted the hater?
Yeah. You should have at Elon Musk. Retweet him.
Now, I was going to respond and be like, it's finally the mask is coming off, but I feel that would go too far.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I feel like if you did that, Jake would have liked that.
But it's just facts. The mask is coming off. People are going to start to realize. It's not just this happy-go-lucky Paul Rudd guy playing Pokemon with you. This is a dark fucking creep.
Well, I mean, he had that bigger controversy, didn't he? Where like he was...
The what?
What?
He drank beer?
No, he had a bigger...
On stream?
He had a bigger controversy. When he, he was saying someone, like, yeah, they did a shitty thing, but that doesn't mean they're, like, a pedophile or something.
Oh, he was defending, like,
Or that they weren't, he was saying they weren't something just because they were
like
crappy.
Alt-right monster he was defending, I think.
Yeah, and that, like, he survived that, and that feels like way worse than this.
The based content cowboy? That's the shift. That's the schism shift. We need the paradigm shift.
The content cow man.
The crazy content cowboy, all K's.
Has this person responded at all? I guess not. You got to let it go at this point.
By the end, I think the video came before they finished their conversation. By the end of the conversation, he's like, maybe I'm misreading this. Maybe I did overreact.
No, they had all these comments. He didn't post the video till the next day. That's what I mean. Because that's what I mean. Jake was just steaming about it for a day.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought the video came before they were done talking.
Aiden rent free.
But maybe I guess if you're Aiden, like there's no win here. Did he didn't respond to the video? I guess not. I mean, he did get owned.
Yeah.
What can you do at that point?
So until you get publicly owned, you gotta tap out.
Yeah. Just gotta move on to fucking the next game.
I called a game developer a domestic terrorist because his game was bad. And he was like, hey, sorry, we're just trying to make a good game. And then I was like, and I was like, crap, he got me. He got my ass good. He's making me look like a maniac. And so I tapped out.
Which that's always a gamble, though, too, because that's a good strategy for him to just like rationally respond to you, like to your ridiculousness.
Yeah, that's the move.
But sometimes, though, like sometimes that's not the move because the person who's a crazy, like true. If you were a crazy person, they'd be like, this just validates me now. And like
if you're a huge troll or a crazy person, it doesn't work. But if you're someone like me who just like. But like thought a video game was bad and went a little too far.
Yeah.
Then it totally works. Then he holds a mirror up to me and I look at myself.
Probably 60, maybe even 70% of the time it would work. Because most people are just people just firing shit out there, just not expecting to get a response. Well, then when you do get it, because you see it a million times when someone responds like, oh, actually, I'm a big fan.
We get it all the time. People forget that we're people and that when they talk about us, like we can't see it or like we're like distant. They were like, hey, we're reading this right now. Like, you're not our friend. You just listen to our show and you're just calling me a cuck, like in my own message board situation. Like that happens with us a lot. So like, I think that like, I can definitely see that approach. But then when you say something, sometimes they double down, but usually they're like, oh shit. Yeah. We forgot you're real people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not me. I welcome it. Bring it.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, you can't. You can't do the rational response to Jeff. That's not gonna work because Jeff's schizo. He's unhinged.
I'm a
schizo.
Twisted troll. That he said his persona. Mine's persona 7 Joker. I go Joker mode on it.
That's true. Yeah, you're just playing into his hands at that point.
I've been waiting to say his persona 7 joke. I thought you would like it more.
Oh, persona. Okay,
I don't get it.
I thought
it made more sense earlier, but I didn't have time.
Yeah, I thought the Persona 7 Joker was like a term I didn't understand. I didn't know it was a reference to Joker from the Persona game.
I was saying, I guess it goes against Jim. Oh, here it's there he is.
Who's on the line?
Damn, you're cool. Mike, you're a cuck. Jeff, you're a friggin' schizo.
What is it?
It's the dogs barking guy. He called us all names. I bet it's the names we called ourselves.
Yeah, you call us cucks and schizos and skiz nasty, maybe.
And psychos or whatever Jeff is.
What was I going to say? What's going on with the... like, I guess I get why it's viral, but the Willy Wonka thing.
Oh my
that
god,
this,
it's well, so funny.
It's because it reminds me of.
It didn't grab me like everyone else.
It reminds me a lot of that old. What was that old? Was it Dash Con? Is that what it was
yeah,
called?
Yeah, the ball pit.
Where like they promised a big thing and then like look how bad it is. Like I don't know if it got me, but that's also because I only saw one picture. I think if like. There were video walkthroughs and like more
the
more
videos.
Media, I think that would have gotten me.
The videos of the unknown make me laugh.
The unknown, yeah, I didn't see what that was.
Wait.
Yeah, I created that character.
So I've seen one picture and it's like of like a weird like candy cane.
Yeah, so they
thing
had
you
the,
walk underneath.
They made an AI generated thing in Scotland. They rented out this warehouse and they're gonna have a Wonka Land walkthrough.
Yeah.
And then the picture showed like Gene Wilder and stuff,
yeah.
Which obviously is
not. It was
there.
Just like shit taped to the wall.
And they went there, yeah. There's like sheets up. If you search the unknown, it's an AI generated script.
Wait, who was that lady?
That's one of the Oompa Loompas. You haven't seen the Oompa Loompas?
I said, I didn't know there was videos. I saw one picture, and it was the only picture they showed in any of the things I saw, and it was just like like black sheet tarp and drape up, and then like a candy cane you could walk
underneath. Well, just pull up a picture of the unknown real quick. If you search the unknown on Twitter, and show him on there, because I think it's great with the original. Whereas he's just there's an AI generated script of a sequel to Willy Wonka, and the unknown is a evil chocolatier that lives in the walls. When you see the unknown, it's very funny, the video of it, where it's the unknown, he's coming out from behind a mirror. And they're like, oh no, it's the unknown. It might be in the video that you had.
What the fuck?
There was no chocolate at the event. They gave them like jelly beans and some lemonade.
Well, yeah, let me see this video. I want to see more of this thing.
I only saw the one picture.
Well, I think it's funny that... The part of the headline is that people called the cops about it.
Yeah, they tried to get a
refund. They went to it, and then they called the police.
Friends complained
so
to Scotland police after an immersive Willy Wonka.
Maybe that's a thing you can do in other countries.
Yeah, look at
they would do that here,
the
too.
Oompa Loompas.
People are just dumb. People always threaten to call the police for, like, the weirdest thing.
Sure.
The first day in Glasgow. Local media in Scotland reported families were sold on a day of pure imagination and wonder. However, when they arrived for the experience, they claimed they just found a minimally decorated
warehouse. Probably from the outside
warehouse
too, you could almost believe like, oh, it's like the beginning where they go into the factory.
Oh, it's like,
and then there's just nothing in there.
It's like the grocery store at that fucking Area 15 place where it's like, it looks like a grocery store, but then you're in a wacky world. Like, oh, it's a shitty warehouse,
like,
but I walked through a door.
WCW barricades up. With like sheets hanging and then a guy behind a mirror. It's like, oh no, the unknown.
Where's the world of imagination?
There's the ball pit.
Castle. The event called Willy's Chocolate Experience has now been canceled by organizers after visitors complained of false advertising.
So what's your name? I don't care. We paid money.
And they're Scottish.
So what's your name? Right. There's children here. And
there's children here.
No, this is illegal.
$40
Come on. Right, you said you're here to represent. You're here to represent a company that's taking money off of parents, grandparents, of children.
Scottish is
Jim,
so funny.
Jim, can you pause the newest episode of Real History so I can watch this video, please? Jesus.
Oh, get his ass.
I'm trying to hear this video and Real History's playing.
Fucking Scott.
As I said, we are going to start to pursue full refunds as from Monday morning. Thank you.
Right, so where's my guarantee?
That'd be a fun job being that guy. Where's the footage of the unknown?
Yeah, where's the footage? Is it just the people? Okay, this is just them arguing.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Let me look for
the...
There's other footage. Let me find it.
Yeah, because that was the only thing that stopped me from digging into this any further is I saw the one picture and thought, oh, wow, that's embarrassing, and then thought there was nothing more and then just moved
on. Well, yeah, because the first post I saw about it was like, well, the unknown has a lot of potential. Yeah, this video... Look how shitty that everything is. There's like
it really is just sheets. It's like, I mean, I've been in situations where it's like, yeah, let's make something look cool. Then you're like, this isn't gonna look cool. It's that way. This looks cool.
Oh my God. What is that? It's the unknown.
And there's footage of kids like walking around trying to enjoy it.
It's the unknown.
Because the Oompa Loompas give him like a handful of jelly beans and some lemonade from that stand.
Why is he behind a mirror?
She looks
because he's the unknown.
I love her.
Oh, I have seen this this picture shared, and I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it's the one. It's the Oompa Loompa lady. And then on the second day, because I guess they did open again on there, because that if the intent was, I assume the intent was to have to steal money, and then they saw it went viral, and like now we're just going to get the trolls, or was it always to get the trolls on the second day?
I think this is the only one I saw.
I think it was probably just to make as much money as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
So at that point, like if you're getting attention, people are just coming out of the curiosity factor. Fine, yeah. We'll take your $40 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, you don't care if they like it or not. They don't. You don't even care if they call it a scam because you got their money. And if you put no effort into it, then it doesn't matter.
Well, what's great is how like the AI can't do words really, but it just looks like it would be Wonka words or something where it's like catcagating, live performances, cartchy tons.
Whoa.
But you could see
lollipop.
But you could see someone would look at it and be like, oh, maybe that's like Wonka.
Dude, I didn't even read any of those.
DC of sweet treats.
I looked like past that.
Yeah, it's like the sentence where everything's spelled wrong. Where it's
enshrining
like,
entertainment.
Enshrining entertainment.
Yeah, it's supposed to say catchy tunes, a captivating live performance, catchy tunes.
That's an easy lollipops. Fix, too. You could easily just do your own text for that. Like, it takes a second.
But they probably know so little. Yeah.
Enshrining entertainment.
Yeah, you do.
It nailed entertainment.
You make it Willy Wonka so that it just seems like Wonka words.
Script was 15 pages of AI-generated gibberish made up of a villain called the Unknown, an evil chocolate maker who lives in the walls. Event had no chocolate. Kids were given a single jelly bean and a cup of lemonade.
Click that thread because that has. There's an interview with a guy that worked there I didn't watch. He played
The Willy Wonka actor.
Yeah, I didn't see this.
I want to see the actor that played the Unknown.
Yeah, what is he?
Where's he?
There's more Unknown footage I've seen. And there's a lot of unknown art.
The actors employed to play Willy Wonka at the Wonka's Chocolate Experience fiasco that happened in Glasgow this weekend. I'm going to be talking a little bit of fun at the event,
right?
But I wanted to say before I start that I
feel
that
part of the collective
tickets to this event.
Yeah, it's got to just be a weird random Craigslist
magical chocolate experience, and got me in a top hat in a dirty warehouse in Glasgow. People who wanted Timothy Chalamet and got Timothy Charlatan. But I am going to tell kind of my side of it as an actor who was employed at this event. So the first red flag for me was when I was cast as Willy Wonka. Anyone who looks at me and thinks Willy Wonka.
Yeah, no, this guy's doing too much, though.
Yeah.
The first red flag was I suck dick. Yeah, why would you ever get me?
Why would you want me to do shit? I'm fat and ugly.
Ray Ayanami.
Comparing the Oompa Loompa station to a meth lab.
That is what it looks like. Yeah. This right here is the thing I kept seeing shared is these two AI images and then that one picture of the warehouse where it just looks this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the best it looks.
And
that's
arguably
the
bridge
over there.
Like, it doesn't look good by any means, but that looks way better than any other shot you see of the thing.
Look, you can see where the unknown's hiding in the background on the left.
Well, and it's apparently they got
because it's the sheet in the mirror.
Well, and they just got, like, they got fake warehouse walls for just two parts. They're in a warehouse. So why did they get two warehouse walls? It looks like a plane terminal, actually.
It looks like there's dirty water underneath the bridge. It's, like, full of sticks and stuff.
Yeah, search the unknown. There's more videos of him, I know. Yeah, that's the
DashCon thing.
Yeah, there was like a Tumblr Ferdy con or whatever.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a big Tumblr con.
Homerland.
The Homerland's good. Or wasn't it, there was the Simpsons episode where they ride the dumb ride and they go through and then the guy just apologizes at the end.
Let's see that. Hey, there's that guy too.
Oh yeah, there he is.
And the unknown.
As the suit flavor full of scary face.
Oh my God.
Scare the great unknown.
Kids are loving it.
I was gonna say, these people are just having fun, though.
And then that's the first 5 seconds you walk in there. Yeah, this is what I saw. You can see how small the area is.
Wow, this is embarrassing.
And I bet we have to pay for that fit over there.
A lot of people showed up too. Holy shit!
Yeah, like the Oompa Loompas come up. Yeah, these people are stupid though.
They're dumb as hell.
Of money.
You could get away by saying this was art that like trying to
using capitalism or something.
Single jelly bean.
Kids loving it.
Yeah, I did see a thing with that. The actress was like, yeah, I had to really ration out. Like, I had to make sure because I was running out of jelly beans. So I was counting them to make sure I didn't give out too many.
Dude, this is what fucking HalseyCon is going to be, Jim.
No, it's going to be better than this.
No, I think this is HalseyCon. I think HalseyCon's going to be this, dude.
No, it's going to be better.
HalseyCon's a scam, bro.
It's HalseyCon? A Star Cruiser convention. The Halcyon. HalseyCon.
When's that?
Tickets cost $400, and it's like it sounds like a scam made by people that don't know what they're doing.
Are you going?
No, we're not going.
Okay.
It's gonna wind up like this.
I want the chocolate so delicious.
That's the chocolate river.
That guy loves it.
We have a camera here. We need to film your reactions.
Oh, Mike TV. He just holds up his phone, takes a picture.
Would you like a photograph? Come on over.
Ready?
He is an awful choice for Willy Wonka.
It's like Bill Burr as him.
Well, what you
These
do is you probably go
a blast though. You can't take that away from him.
You can't.
Yeah.
Well, until they see the unknown.
Yeah.
Until they get to the
unknown.
It really is just like they found like a local theater actor and said, "Hey, we'll give you $25."
Ah. Sorry, I didn't realize the unknown was
Sorry,
there.
The unknown's here, Jeff. He's hiding behind that mirror.
He is a kid.
What a great creation.
Unknown. That's the only thing that really kept me. That and the Oompa Loompa pictures, but just the unknown video was the first one I saw. So that's really got me into the mood.
I love that he's just behind a mirror.
Yeah, it's like a Target mirror.
It doesn't even make sense.
I love that they got the facsimile of the warehouse for like three chicken wire panels, and they're like, fuck it, we got a bunch of sheets that don't match.
Well, it's like when we went to Halloween Horror Nights, they used mirrors really well to like hide scare actors so you wouldn't know. Like, you'd like think this, that there's no way someone could be hiding. So they thought, oh, you just simply put someone behind a mirror and they look like invisible, right? And so they just put a mirror in front of him.
Found a long version of the unknown.
Yes, they sure.
The unknown comes out and the mood just drops.
What is that? It's the unknown.
The unknown.
No.
It's the unknown.
What is that? It's the unknown.
It's me, Willy Wonka.
I wish they had more footage of the unknown.
Type in unknown, maybe.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I think the biggest bummer about this is that there doesn't seem like there's nearly as much like footage as you'd expect there to have been.
They should have let it go more viral, yeah. This is all the same video.
Yeah, it's all that same clip of the unknown coming up from behind that mirror.
Maybe he went and took a break and didn't come back. It's Joker.
It's the unknown.
What is this? It's the unknown.
He's doing like a weird break dance sort of fucking pop out.
Unknown's the highlight, though.
Yeah. That's just what got me in the mood, and then more stuff was trickling out.
You got to give credit. That's got to be an AI creation, right? They were like, give me a, what kind of story can we have for Willy Wonka? And it's like, well, what about the unknown?
Yeah.
The ghost in the machine came up with the unknown.
I like this AI-generated poster. It doesn't even have the unknown spelled right. So I guess they probably did that on purpose, but the unknown.
The unknown.
The unknown. Yeah, he's moving. Yeah, that's a good. He's doing the Shakira.
Here's
dance.
A little different clip where he's playing around with a kid.
A second video of the unknown has been unearthed. Oh, now he's scared.
Come on.
The fuck?
She's mad at the unknown.
They just give him a theater mask and like a Stern wig.
I don't even know if that's a wig.
Oh, yeah, it might just be like
I think it's just a guy's hair and he's wearing the mask.
I wish I knew more lore. Like, how does he fight Willy Wonka?
He's an evil chocolatier.
He uses, like, dark chocolate, and Willy Wonka doesn't, maybe?
Oh, but, like, dark chocolate.
Yeah, like, dark chocolate. Like, dark magic.
It's the unknown.
it's great. That's really just... That's the most important thing, and then I love the pictures of the Oompa Loompas. It looked like everyone had a great time.
The unknown got me winning.
He got you in the end.
Yeah. I feel like he's this unknown is giving wins.
Yeah, he's giving wins.
He's,
for sure.
He's serving a cunt burger to Ronald Gay Donald on 9/11.
Yeah, this guy's serving charisma. This guy's serving Riz.
Filthier, more disgusting, Mike. You're supposed to serve cunt.
Oh, this guy's serving cum.
No, Jim.
Yeah, the unknown is what is he doing? He's He's
flying.
He's topping.
Something for the audience.
He's yeah. blowing okay. ounces of piff.
So he's taking his nasty cunt all the way to Afghanistan to join the Mujahid dick. Because he served. I don't know.
Yeah, he's talking. He's topping.
You can't just say he eats cum.
Oh,
Mike.
The Vajaban. He's going to Afghanistan to serve for the Vajbalaban.
Yeah, much he's better. Topping Kim Jong's serve over in North Korea.
Okay. Better.
I think you guys are all coming along great. All
right, we'll get there.
Better
Jeff.
Than me. Yeah,
give us time.
You're like, I eat cum. You're like, no, Mike, come on.
I'm getting there.
Anyways, that's a part one. Here's us talking about Diddy knocking down the towers from over 10 years ago.
Yeah, don't fall for
Jim
it.
And them 176,
don't
I
don't fall for the PSYOP.
Yeah. And someone sent me this link. I didn't really read too much about it, but we're almost done with part one. Diddy accused of World Trade Center collapse.
Diddy accused?
And denies his 23-year-old son. Woman demands $900 billion in back child support.
Yeah, I think the real question is who's
this crazy
who's
person?
Claiming Diddy did this? I doubt it's a group of educated people. Diddy I don't think the government is claiming
it's
it.
This, yeah, this insane lady.
He was on all the floors. He was planting charges.
You hear Danity Kane? He took out Danity Kane. He could take out Danity Kane. He could take out anything.
He took a helicopter out of Building 7, an invisible helicopter. But I saw his bling. He had too much bling on. So it gave him away.
Oh, Diddy.
Valerie Joyce Wilson Turks is seeking a restraining order against P. Diddy. And tops it off with a cherry by accusing him.
Of Kim, 9/11.
Accusing him, Kim Porter, and Rodney King for the collapse of the World Trade Center.
And Busta Rhymes and Kim Kardashian. They were all in on it.
Wait, hold on.
They stole Aaliyah from her grave.
Oh, yeah. Danny Richardson sent me this link.
They brought Left Eye Lopez back. They brought Aaliyah back, and their zombies attacked Tower 2.
So Diddy and his ex-girlfriend Kim Porter and brutality victim Rodney King are responsible for the collapse of the World Trade Center, she said. And then she said she dated Diddy and the two have a son together. His name's Cornelius Wilson, and he's 23 years old. And she was subjected to abuse from 2001 all the way through to 2010. Diddy would go through his ex-girlfriend Kim Porter and Rodney King and knock down the World Trade Center, and they all came and knocked my children down.
What?
Wait, hold on. Let me
first,
read this
it was 9/11, then Diddy hit me. They knocking kids over, and they're like, no, I want to knock something bigger over. Not this woman's dumb kids knocking over the trade towers.
Diddy went through Kim Porter and Rodney King and knocked down the WTC, and then they all came and knocked my children down, set me up to be on disability, and they disabled my baby. He put my baby in a wheelchair.
This is like, I could...
Not to mention 9/11.
I could try and make up something bizarre, and it would not
Dude,
be as
you
crazy
can't.
As this. This is insane.
You can't make up something as crazy as something a crazy person would say. There's no way.
It's the best.
Is there video of this?
I wish. I'll search. Maybe there is. Well, here's her other quote. He date raped me 24 years ago and knocked me down. Him and Kim Porter.
What's with her and not getting knocked down?
Know. That's
Should
a big thing.
She get like
in
grown
her
up,
life.
And her parents are like, "Never let a man knock you down. Never,
not even Diddy.
Especially not Diddy."
And knocked me down. And Kim Porter and Wallace Wright. Then the Sean fuck? Combs and Kim and Wallace Wright came back 18 years later and raped and sexually abused my children and knocked my knocked my children
hey.
Down.
Hey yo, it's me, Rodney King and Busta Rhymes. And we're going to fuck your kids.
We're going to fuck your kids and make you
and
what?
Then
we're going to go... believe you? Who going to believe you?
Then we're going to blow up the World Trade Center because that's what we do.
Go ahead, tell somebody. Yeah. What if this is just all true?
Busta's going to do all the talking. No one's going to know what he says because he talks too damn fast.
Dude, if that was true, that'd be the best. If like Diddy was like in on 9/11, is like Drake was
and
there, like Young
lady.
Money, motherfucker, blow up the World Trade Center, Young Money.
He told this lady, and he's just fucking with her, like, go ahead, tell the world.
Yeah, bad boys for
See
life.
See what
bitch.
They say. And raped and sexually abused my children, and knocked my children down, and crushed me and my children daily.
And the whole time they were like, yo, we should fly a plane into fucking World Trade Center, motherfucker.
While they're raping him.
Motherfucker. Yeah, we'll plant charges in that shit because a plane won't take it down. But if a plane hits it, boom, 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 boom. Towers going down, towers going down, towers going down.
Plus, I won a lot of money at the casino in Mississippi. And Sean P. Diddy Combs has my chip to my money. I heard he gave it to Gwen Allen. This lady just drops all these names.
What?
I heard he gave it to Gwen Allen to hold, but she cannot cash it in. I want my chip. Please help me. It's well worth over 100 zillions of dollars.
Not to bring up
my hospital keys.
Not to bring up the VGS again, but this woman sounds like that crazy person we made up who we had write all our Gamefly reviews.
Oh, yeah.
She sounds like she's just fucking off on these strange tangents.
Donald Trump took my washing machine and dryer. He stole it, and then he said that he would bomb Bosnia. He said he would commit genocide in Bosnia, took my washer and dryer, and then he beat my son.
Outcast caused the Bay of Pigs invasion, and then they broke up.
Outcast was there for Bay of Pigs, and Andre 3000 looked at me and spit into my open mouth.
CeeLo came over, he tripped my kid, he tripped him.
They put me and my baby in the hospital and broke my baby's two legs and sexually assaulted.
I hope they did this.
and broke my baby.
Bruce Willis fisted my dad.
Oh my god. There's no way this is true. There's no way even a tiny bit of this is true. People can't just get away with that.
She's writing a fucking tell-all.
Oh, fuck.
All right. They put me and my baby in the hospital and broke my baby two legs. And sexually assaulted my children and crushed us. What is this crushing?
Oh, please let this have happened.
She's suing for $100 billion. And for loss of income.
How much income?
No, I read it wrong. $900 billion in child support and $100 billion for loss of income.
So she's suing for $1 trillion. She's going to break the bank on this one.
Now, the judge had to... Oh, no. The judge refused to issue a temporary restraining order to P. Diddy. He said they have to do a hearing on Monday, January 31st. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And then Vegeta, he stole my kid. He took him to Namek, and he broke his legs, and he blew Namek up. And then Frieza came and crushed me every night.
And then I realized I was in a computer, and I could do karate, Your Honor. Sean
the judge
Combs.
Just has to do this. The fucking court has to do this.
Sean Combs couldn't make it today. He wants me to just say... to have this lady tell her story again and hope you throw out the case.
He wants his defense to be her repeating her story. Oh, what the fuck? That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. This woman is insane. Oh, that is the best story.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, my stomach hurts. That was the best.
Who is this woman again?
What was her name? I just had it up. Valerie Joyce Wilson Turks.
Making her mother and father proud.
Yeah, I tried to search for her. I wish there was video, but I guess they got the website Radar Online got a hand on there's court documents with all this shit on it.
Dude, when you're rich, you probably have to deal with so much of this shit. Ben Stiller shot down that one plane over Greece.
Owen Wilson caught that Zeppelin on fire that crashed. He was the reason it crashed. And then he crushed my kids. And he tripped my son and he sexually abused me.
Owen Wilson gave Hitler money
and then he stole my wallet.
Oh, fucking nutcase.
Yeah.
Yep, I don't know if it gets much better than that.
No.
Wow.
I don't think it does.
That is just a great thing. Oh, my God.